Books on Tape presents The Steel Wave, a novel of World War II by Jeff Shara, read by Paul Michael. To the reader. This book is the second volume of a trilogy focusing primarily on America's involvement in World War II in Europe. In each book I've written, I've felt I should add the disclaimer that, no, this is not a blow-by-blow history. It is not a comprehensive collection of facts and figures. That kind of book certainly has its appeal, and professional historians are far better qualified to tackle that task than I am. This is a novel, and though I am careful to get it right, by definition the dialogue and inner thoughts of the characters have to be described as fiction. My research relies almost exclusively on original histories, memoirs, diaries, collections of letters, and photographs, as well as interviews with living veterans. This choice of sources reflects my attempt to get into the minds of these characters, to tell their story as they would tell it themselves. The events are true, the history accurate. Pearl Harbor, Iwo Jima, Stalingrad, Hiroshima. Those names are familiar, even if, often, the real story is not. But no event in the history of the Second World War has inspired more popular attention than what we call D-Day, the invasion of Normandy. Hollywood alone has offered dozens of films and countless documentaries that explore the events that we know by the date every schoolchild is taught, June 6, 1944. As I began the research for this book, I was deeply concerned that I would be telling you a story you already knew too well. But as my research progressed and I dug more deeply, my fears abated. I was surprised to find a story that spreads out with a far greater scope than what Hollywood or your high school history textbook.